Good morning. This is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. It's Wednesday, May 31st, and this is your audio version of the post, I Prefer Extension, Back Pain Self-Help Exercise Informed by Directional Preference, but Only Centralizers Need Apply. Yeah, that's a long title. I'm publishing this post today because it was the most popular option of three that I presented to readers a couple of newsletter posts back. Many people voted for this one. A few were curious about skulls pulsating, and that will be coming before long. But today we're going to talk about centralization and directional preference. Funny thing about back pain. Some patients, especially the ones that also have leg pain, will feel quite a bit better when they move or position themselves in specific ways. More specifically, you might notice that leaning backwards repeatedly eases your leg pain. Either it stops shooting quite so far down the leg, or it even disappears for a while. In some cases, pain right in the back itself might back off. This well-documented phenomenon is cryptically known as centralization, because the pain retreats from the periphery into the center of the body. It's kind of an odd term. Centralization happily happens in roughly 40% of people with back pain. Happy because it is strongly linked to better outcomes. You want to be a centralizer. If you experience centralization, that is a good sign. It's also relatively low-hanging fruit that can guide your way out of pain by telling you what kind of exercises you should be doing. While far from guaranteed, it's an intriguing phenomenon and principle that applies to a lot of patients, and it's even somewhat evidence-based. So this is a members-only post, and it is crafted a bit more for patients than professionals, which is a little unusual. Less dorky, more practical today for my members. I know that my members are mostly professionals. Most of the people willing to pay for this are healthcare professionals. But I've been casually polling readers lately, asking lots of non-healthcare professional subscribers how they feel about more dorky and technical content, and they're down with it. I keep hearing the same answer over and over. Basically, nobody is saying, "Yeah, no, it's you lose me with that stuff." Everybody seems to like more in-depth content, even if it's technical, even if they are a patient, which is nice validation of the founding principle of pain science, which is that patients like good information. As long as it's clearly presented and reasonably entertaining, you know, sprinkle in a few dad jokes and they're good. Everybody likes clear information, even if it's technical, as long as it's made understandable. So it's great to hear that from so many people. Nevertheless, I decided to make this one a little more focused on the practical, a little bit more for patients. I've written two new chapters for the back pain book about this, and the next one is more in-depth, dives deeper into the McKenzie method of mechanical diagnosis and therapy, MDT. That will be more for professionals. That will be less practical and more dorky. But for now, I wanted to share this more useful highlight, one weird trick that the average person can extract from MDT relatively easily. This way feels better, the directional preference. Whatever repeated or sustained movement or posture triggers centralization is your directional preference. In other words, if your pain centralizes when you bend backwards repeatedly, then your directional preference is extension. You prefer moving in that direction. Strangely cryptic terms for what really boils down to feeling better when you move one way rather than another. This simple concept has become a staple of physical therapy for back pain. It comes from the McKenzie method of mechanical diagnosis and therapy, MDT, created by New Zealand physical therapist Robin McKenzie, who died 10 years ago as quite an elderly man. He was born in 1931. And the McKenzie method is one of the best known systems in the body fixing business. It's a sprawling modality empire. But this chapter zooms in on the one thing that MDT is almost defined by. Not entirely defined by it, but almost defined by it, which is extension exercises, because that is what most people prefer. That is the most common directional preference. It's flexion for a few people, and maybe side bending for a handful. Dr. Stephen May is a researcher strongly associated with MDT, literally wrote the book on it with McKenzie in a recent interview for PT Pro Talk. This was earlier this spring, episode 95. He said, "I don't think there's anything like it in terms of its high prevalence rate, its potential to indicate a good prognosis, and its potential to indicate a management strategy. And if a clinician doesn't take such a gift into account, they would seem to be shooting themselves in the foot in a very daft way." Strongly worded. My follow-up post later this summer, and the other chapter in the book, pushes back against that cockiness a little bit. But for now, I think there's enough truth in Dr. May's opinion that some DIY experimentation is fully justified. It's evidence-based enough, it's easy enough, cheap enough, and safe enough that it should be in everyone's bag of worth-a-shot tricks. Okay, so let's get practical. Simple self-help for back pain based on centralization and directional preference. So self-help, really, based on this rather technical-sounding phenomenon? Well, McKenzie himself published self-help books about it. Treat Your Own Back is the original and most famous. So I think it's fair game. A 2004 trial asked the question, does it matter which exercise? Meaning they were focusing on directional preference. Specifically, does it matter if you exercise in the direction of your directional preference versus the other way? 72% of the people that the research worked with had a directional preference. And those folks did better harmonizing with their preference than clashing with it, regardless of what the preference was. That is, if they preferred extension, as most do, then extension exercises produced much better results for them than flexion. They were much happier campers, but it was vice versa if they preferred flexion. Nifty little study. If only we could just trust one study. If just one study was trustworthy, we could celebrate right now, because it's a pretty good, straightforward study design with a strong positive result. Unfortunately, it's, you know, we're talking about 20 years ago, and it's basically the only evidence of its kind, and we can't trust just one study. So it is merely a positive signal. It's a check mark in the pro column, but unfortunately also an isolated bright spot in generally disappointing literature on the McKenzie method. But it's something. Patients can and should exploit this concept by testing themselves for centralization and a directional preference, and then spending time moving and resting in that preferred direction. Obviously, not everyone is going to succeed at this, but quite a few will, and it's quite safe to experiment with. In a little more detail then. And there's not that much detail. There is no step three. There are just two steps. In the best case scenario, this is easy and obvious, and you can confirm it in literally minutes. In the worst case scenario, it might take a few sessions of experimentation over a few days to pick up on the signal. If there's no sign of centralization after a few days, it's time to give up. You are not a centralizer. Not yet, anyway. It can change. You can retest this every week or two, and you might find that you become a centralizer. This is fairly common as people slowly improve. Centralization comes out of the woodwork. It's a good sign that tends to appear as you're improving. And then maybe you can, you know, accelerate things. Only centralizers should proceed to step two. Step two is, once you have determined that you have a clear directional preference, hey, what's going on here? Am I missing a section? Yeah, hey, there's a missing paragraph here. I didn't actually read you step one. Okay. Step one, Test for centralization by cautiously experimenting with a variety of spinal movements and positions, looking for clear signs of your symptoms contracting into the center of the problem. Less pain, sprawl, and relief that persists for at least a little while. There's no need to do anything intensely or to repeat anything that obviously makes you feel worse. Okay. That was the paragraph that was missing. Step one was missing. And then I went on to read the best case scenario stuff. I do not know where that paragraph went. I've got the paragraph. It's just not showing up in the rendering of the blog post. Story of my life. I'm going to have to troubleshoot that. Some weird technical problem. Anyway, you don't care. You just want to know about step two. Step two. Only centralizers should proceed to step two. There's no point in doing step two if you're not a centralizer. If you're a centralizer, step two is, once you've determined that you have a clear directional preference, use it. Spend time every day moving your spine that away, or resting with your spine curved in that direction. If it hurts or makes things worse, just stop. The whole idea here is that you're emphasizing something that makes your back feel better, not worse. So don't keep doing it if it makes it feel worse. That's missing the point. The whole idea here is to do something repeatedly that feels better when you do it. And these are really simple. I want to emphasize that. Like side bending particularly. I've got a diagram in the post showing a woman side bending. I mean, she has just got her hands on her hips and she's tilted to one side, to the side. That's it. That's side bending, right? That is all you got to do is just bend to the side. That's probably the easiest one. Also in the post is a photo of a woman doing cobra pose in yoga. That's the one where you're face down on the floor but arching your back upwards. A very classic example of an extension exercise. Nothing to it. And there's several ways to extend and several ways to flex, but, you know, this is not brain science or even rocket science. And that's the basic self-serve version of exercise therapy for back pain based on centralization and a directional preference. Of course, you can also recruit professional help with this. A professional with MDT training and experience, and there are a lot of those around the world, obviously might be able to suggest many refinements, and that may well be worth pursuing. But there's also nothing wrong with experimenting yourself, and that's going to be enough for many people. And there you go. There's your audio version of this content. I will be back to this topic later this summer with a more in-depth discussion of the McKenzie method. Talk to you then. Well, I'll talk to you before that, but I will also talk to you then.